need to make the contributions right now.
Yeah.
That this station is invaluable. We can't wait, and we cannot wait for other people to step forward in our place. Do it now.
Bill, thank you so much for joining us today. Great to see you. We'll talk again. We won't wait so much as we have. I don't know why we have, but great to have you as usual. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Take care now.
Thanks. And we also want to thank Pizza Bruta. I guess there's some pizza waiting for us. And the people who helped us today, who are?
Stacey Harbaugh out in the lobby, Lainey, Gary, Adrian in the studio, Summer and Sarah, and of course, Esty, our fearless host.
Oh, thank you so much. We can still get it if you did it like 30 seconds ago. Thank you very much to all of you who pledged and donated. We did make our goal, but it's okay if we exceed our goal. So thank you so much. We'll talk again next week. Bye-bye. But the FCC can never shut this pirate
sound down. Lavender rap with common never pre-recorded. You're listening to WORT Madison.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got to hear. Oh, I feel nice.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the Mel and Floyd Summer Replacement Show. I'm Mel. Floyd is on assignment, but with us, as always, the man who knows everything, Mr. Smart and Pants.
Hi.
Hi. We're just kind of killing time till Esty comes in here and commandeers the studio.
I don't know about you, but I'm slavering for some cold, hard cash is what I'm doing right now.
You are.
I am. The drool is coming down the side of my face, just waiting to get all that Lister money and put it to good use here
at
the station.
And invested in the Gaza casino.
The WRT crypto coin is raring to go. All we need is a couple more donations here on the show, and we'll be all ready.
It's, it's guaranteed to go up in value.
Yeah, you bet.
Disclaimer, not guaranteed.
Guaranteed applicable and only in your mind. So I'm so excited to be here today. I just want to see how many people pledge, and I'll tell you why. Because I think right now, as the caller and the guest on the earlier program on Esty's program were saying, it's time for us to all come together. And if this is a community resource that can really galvanize people, we get so much positive feedback for our silly little show from people who just listen because they want to know what's going on and be with and understand and listen to people that are in agreement with them on some of the basic issues that are facing us today. And so, you know, I would really encourage people to think of us as a community resource, as indeed we are, and to pledge to the show and to pledge to any show, of course, on WRT, but especially pledge to us. Because, again, I'm slavering, so, you know.
We've also seen a sea change in the national media, the big media, just the last few months, and they're very eager to bend the knee.
Yep,
and
it's that old profit-driven concept of media. It's amazing how that does. There's constraints there,
but it's not only the profit of like say the Washington Post or something.
Sure.
It's like I don't want this to affect the $1 trillion contract I'm going to get for sending the first astronaut to the sun or something.
Yeah,
which you could say. Sell that to Trump. I guarantee.
Tell him he could go at night and then we'd be all right. We're launching it at night, Mr. President.
This is a true story. Actually, when Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon, I was watching it with my dad.
Who's the third guy?
Collins.
Yeah, very good. Michael Collins.
Michael Collins.
Yeah.
And Scotty to stay and run the ship. Exactly. No, but I was watching it with my dad and he was like just bewildered at what was going on. It was like just, because he was probably in his 50s at the time, and it was like, what the hell? People are landing on the moon.
Sure.
And he looks at me and goes, I bet they're going to try to land on the sun next. Dad.
The three beers had something to do with that.
Three.
Three, yeah, that was a good day.
But Bezos, I can't find the wording here, but he kind of took over the opinion section of the Washington Post. The opinion editor resigned because he said that the only things they could cover anymore were like entrepreneurship and personal exceptionalism.
Personal liberties.
Personal liberties,
That was his thing. Yeah. By which he means we're going to let people say whatever racist, crazy thing they possibly want to say.
Yeah, but not talk about, you know, income inequality or climate. No.
How could we have that in the wonderful system that we have?
Everybody can work their way up if they want.
That's
get a garage and start a startup in there.
You might want to also get a zillion-dollar government contract, which you now have direct control over.
You got to start with some rich relatives.
Right, exactly. 256-2001, area code 608. That's what you can, if you'd like to call in, pledge to the show. Or you can go online, wrtfm.org, and you can just pledge right there. And then if you have any clever comments that you want to add, or even comments that aren't terribly clever, we'd be happy to read them on the air, because that's just the kind of people we are. Hey, I was noticing this week that among the many things that they are doing with this Trump revolution, the Trump revolution, is that with the funding for the United States Agency for International Development gone, there's an agency in there called that produces something called the Demographic and Health Surveys. And so this is the only they're very against information. I don't know if you noticed this. Right. Anything that might, you know, gainsay their crazy worldviews. But this is an area that provides information in many countries about maternal, and child health and mortality, nutrition, reproductive health, and HIV infections, among many other health indicators. The surveys collect data in 90 low and middle income countries, which are then used as benchmarks for, what you need to do to help those areas out. And I got to tell you, right away, almost instantly, after this hit the news, I saw that there was a mysterious illness which is now in the Congo, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, according to the World Health Organization. 53 people in the country's northwest had died from a disease, with nearly half of the deaths occurring within 48 hours of symptom onset. So already, we've got some bizarre new disease that is coming out of a part of our world, and the place, this province where this is happening, it's about the size of Kentucky, so it's not exactly a minor little part of the globe. Victims' symptoms have included fever, vomiting, diarrhea, body aches, and lots, and of course, mostly children are perishing from this. There's a thought that it might be linked to a bat virus. Mm-hmm. Bat viruses are big problem. But at any rate, so the minute we decide we're going to cut off information, WHO says, hey, by the way, there's another giant thing that's happening.
Keep an eye on this. Oh, never mind. You know.
And in another third world country, you may notice that there's been a measles outbreak in West Texas.
Yeah.
Child has died of measles there. Again, a shocking thing in this day and age. But, you know, we're getting in the time machine and we're going back to at least the 1890s, although the new director of OMB has said he wants to repeal 200 years accretions on our Constitution.
Okay, so 1825.
So, I guess maybe, you know.
Well, then we can invade Mexico again, because that was kind of what we were doing.
That was kind of our thing.
We were doing that back around there.
Now we just name stars after ourselves or whatever they're doing in the Gulf. I don't know what that is all about. So I was talking to a companion this morning. He said, if you think about it, and this is so obvious, I'm sorry I didn't think about it. He said, if you think about it, the whole thing with the Gulf of America is just, it's the 2 + 2 = 5 from 1984. It's like, you know, if you don't acquiesce to my crazy, I know who's who. By
it's
who,
a loyalty test.
Who will do it? Yeah. Hey, we got a couple of pledges here. We
all
got
right.
One from John of Madison. And John has got I didn't mention this. You folks are way ahead of us here. He got one of our Premia, which is a I Miss Nixon bumper sticker. I proudly display my I Miss Nixon bumper sticker. John of Madison likes 2Dub, Guilty Pleasures, and all the local news shows in the evening.
Very nice.
We also have Jeff who's pledged. And let's see, Jeff is from Deerfield. And he got the new the WRT long sleeve
T-shirt.
Those
are cool.
We're going to describe those in a sec. Those are really cool. And He likes Mel and Floyd, Journeys into Jazz, and Democracy Now. Excellent choices.
Very nice. So the phone number here, you know it. It's 608-256-2001 or WRTFM.org. You can pledge online. It's very easy to do.
You might want to talk to one of our phone answers. We have Heather here today and Gary. And then we have Lainey, our receptionist. She's also.
We love Lainey. She's here every wonderful. Week. She yes. really is. She puts up with our crap every week.
He's like, come on, boys, more crap. Also, have a food donor, Pizza Bruta, and I had some pizza. I went and had a slice, and Sybil took a picture of me for social media, so you'll be able to see my giant mouth eating a piece of pizza if you go on the WRT.
All right, we're done killing time now. Esty's here.
Oh, Esty's here. All right, all hail, Esty.
Though you welfare, you just made me laugh. They are funny, these boys. I just wanted to thank a last-minute donor or pledger who put us over the top there.
Cool.
First name only, Jonathan. Thank you so very much for. Oh, and that's a one. No, are you new? No. But anyway, thank you so very much for pledging and putting us over the top. And I guess I'll tell your listeners to do the same for you.
All right,
thank
all
you.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you,
power guys. Power Vesti compels you.
Exactly, yes. Do what she said. Give us money. So. Give the station money. 256-2001, area code 608, or WRTFM.org. And pledge, like we've had two pledges already in the last few minutes. That's great. And do we want to talk about, we give little gifts to people to say thank you. We'll talk about some of the gifts we give.
At the $30 level, you can get the I Miss Nixon bumper sticker. It's red, white, and blue, and it says it's seen all over. So at the $50 level, you can get the Mel and Floyd Mindless Minion card. That's the official thing. You're the keeper of those.
I am, yes. I just gave one out this last week.
You got to hurry because the numbers, we're running out of numbers, so we're going to have to start using imaginary
numbers.
That's
what RFK Jr. told us. Yeah. Right? You're going to run out of numbers. Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, brainworm.
Thanks, brainworm.
Oh, and they asked him about the kid dying of measles. Oh, yeah. He said, oh, this isn't that uncommon. It happens all the time. Mm. It's like, it hasn't happened in like I forget, 10, 15 years or something.
That's what Satan is whispering in his ears. So.
And at the $150 level, you can get the House of Marley headphones. It's very limited quantity.
You about to say
quality. we got a deal on these. They fell off a truck.
Did I say quality?
Quantity. Yeah, they're really nice. I know people who bought them and love them. So, but and there's other things. The $100 level, the new WRT slick long sleeve T-shirt.
That is a rockin' little image.
It
on
is.
There
it's
too.
It's
That's
from
cool.
it's from a contest from 1980. We're a little behind here, but this wasn't really used. It's a long story, but it wasn't really used.
Let me guess. There was confusion and conflict. never happens.
There
here.
Were factions.
It's kind of cool.
It is cool.
So it's little musical notes floating through the air, and they are forming into people, or vice versa. They're people, and then they
falling
form
into down. So
notes.
Yeah, they're a guy very... named Dan Slick is the artist. He won a contest to design a screen print for WRT in 1980.
It's good. Very nice.
Yeah, but then there was no money to actually print the shirts back then. So they told Dan.
We've come a far way.
They told Dan who. Won the contest that if he wanted he could pay for it himself to have the shirts printed. So that's quite a prize that contest back then. But we've come a long way, so we can actually print T-shirts now. So
I like the I just want to mention too at the 89.9 level, because of course that's our place on the dial. You can get a
bumper chute
WRT Shed Rain umbrella, which is basically you can put it up, and then when you want to like get rid of the rain, you can invert it into like a little cone and just shake it out, which is super cool. What an age of miracles and wonders we live in. This is some Mike Betelian, and Mike lives in Williams Bay. That's a great place to live, Mike. Lucky you. And let's see. Mike likes Mel and Floyd, Afternoon Jazz, and the News. which again are great choices. Let's see here. Thank you for pledging. Anybody that wants to pledge and talk to our phone answers, please do so. I like the old-fashioned, you know, I have the, you know, the smarty pants phone at home. It's got that, you know, it's like on a stalk with a little thing on it, and you pull it up to your, operator.
This is an emergency.
And she's like, not you again.
Give me glass nickel pizza. Quick.
Get the Keystone Cops over here. Pronto. You know, they're talking about taking over. This is the thing that gets me about this stuff, Mel, because, you know, I'm a historian, an amateur historian of bureaucratic formations in the United States. Sure. I mean, I love to read about, you know, the pension office. I went to the pension office building when I was in Washington. I was so excited.
Click, click, click. Those are my eyeballs rolling.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that they're talking about taking over the Postal Service.
Yeah.
You know, it actually specifies in the U.S. Constitution. I know it's not a document a lot of these people have read, but it actually says in there that Congress shall create a post office. And the reason why is because it's a service that should not be privatized. It should not be a up to the whims of the market, because not everybody will be able to benefit from it.
Should be universal.
Should be universal. So it's actually specified in the U.S. Constitution while they're talking about how they might privatize and monetize the Postal Service. And again, every time they do something like this, it, to me, it's like it's the last straw because of my own little private fetishes and concerns. But, you know, I was upset when he took over the Kennedy Center, and now he's going to take over the post office. It's too much.
Well, I think they're just going to hand it to Bezos, and I assume that's why he's being so compliant with them. I mean, besides all the contracts, but they can just hand it to him, and he can, you know, then he can become a trillionaire.
Why do people think that he's such a, like, macho man? He seems like such a pushover. This is from Phil.
Phil.
Phil lives in Mount Horeb. Oh, I'm sorry, Mount Horeb. No, it's a lovely town, actually. And let's see. Phil likes Mud Acres.
Yes.
Melon Floyd and AM Classical.
All right.
And let's see. He got a lucky Phil. Phil, you don't know how lucky you are. He got a WRT. Long sleeve t-shirt, what you were describing earlier, which is lovely. And by the way, you can get that in two colors. You can get it in black or blue. So the wide range from the, spans the spectrum from A to B. Yeah. So, those are the fashionable colors. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody likes 80s teal or anything like that anymore.
Well, that teal was everywhere.
It's horrifying.
It was. It was.
I spent the entire 80s trying to find a shirt I could wear.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a Mindless Minion, Lucky Number 7, loves Melon Floyd.
All right.
Well, we love you too, Lucky, carnally. Let's see. Earl. Earl from Delavan is calling in.
Oh, Delavan.
And nice. Earl from Delavan likes Melon Floyd, Esty, and the Jaguar. That's your dream lineup. Just turn the WRT on at noon and leave it on for the rest of the afternoon. You got your Esty, you got just the funny boys, and then you got the Jaguar coming in. You got it all. You got the news, you got the humor, you got the music. What more could you want? Except for the rest of WRT, of course. So thank you so much, Earl. That's a great name, too. I have an uncle, Earl. I always thought that was a nice name.
Earl.
Yep.
Not many Earls.
Not in the United States.
Young
There's a
girls.
Lot in England. they're thick as thieves over there.
We have another one. Lisa, Mindless Minion, Lucky Number 7. Wow.
All right.
And she says, she loves Melon Floyd, and she also likes Who Cooks for You and Green Morning Radio. Thank you, Lisa.
I don't know that one.
I don't either.
I love when they tell us what they like, because then we can run and find out what
it is. I don't do mornings very much anymore. So it's usually about 11:30 by the time I start.
Well, Mel,
moving.
I just want to let you know the world doesn't start till about 8 o'clock. So don't worry.
Oh, okay,
I'm there for it, but you know, not everybody has to
be. Keep an eye on it for me.
I'll do that. I have some friends who are retired now, and it's so funny because I'll say, do you want to get together, you know, for brunch or something? And both of them will be kind of like, well, like, what are you thinking? You know, I don't know, 9:30, 10:30.
About two.
Yeah, yeah.
4.
Very, very flexible conception of brunch.
You can meet at 4:30 and just go for dinner then.
Yeah, exactly.
But layoffs at Federal Weather and Climate Agency threaten forecasts.
Wow. That's going to be privatized too.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the big... big Trump donors owns AccuWeather, I think it is. So
they're just going in and looting the place.
Yeah.
And who didn't know that was going to happen?
Yeah.
Come on.
It was the plan. If you didn't if you didn't know anything,
yeah,
you would know that, oh, they're going to come in and just steal the silverware.
Offended by the headlines. I saw a headline this week in the Wisconsin State Journal that said, you know, something about downsizing the government. I'm like, that's not even what's happening. It's resource transfer. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's resource transfer.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
they won't be able to spend any money here when they cut off the revenue stream after the tax cut. Because that's what the tax cut
is all done to justify the tax cut for the 1%.
Yeah.
And this idea that they're cutting waste is a total lie, because the ones they're targeting,
they're cutting you off at the waist.
They're cutting off probationary employees because they don't have the protections, the legal protections. So it's the low hanging fruit. It's like, let's get rid of all the people who haven't passed probation yet.
Yeah,
and that doesn't mean that they're terrible employees or wasteful no correlation there. Yeah. They're just people who've been hired recently.
Exactly. If they were really trying to get the deep state, they would go for the people that have been there since the day one.
Yeah.
And then they could brainwash and scare the ones that the probationary ones, because you'd have more leverage over them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be the way to do it. But they're just taking the easy way out, obviously.
Yeah. So, initially anyway. So,
hey, you know that vote in Germany? This was really fascinating. I looked at a map. And I just feel like poor Germany. Germany has the same problem as we do in the United States. Like, there's a whole region in the United States which has basically, unfortunately, been historically really poor and uneducated and sodomized by a belief system that's probably not very nice.
Like East Germany?
East Germany, yes, exactly. Apparently, the major vote for the extreme right-wing party, the AfD, came from the former East Germany. And what's terrifying is when you look at because Germany's made up of various states, right? When you look at the states, it's exactly at the border of what used to be East Germany.
Oh, my goodness.
The major.
Wow. So,
yeah,
did we thank Clark yet?
We have not. Clark just popped in, and then Mindless Minion number 30 popped in.
Okay.
So let's see. Clark. Thank you, Clark. And Clark said, thanks for providing a humorous alternative to day drinking.
Alternative?
We combined them both as we watch democracy crumble. Oh, no. We're trying to get you to be happy and upbeat so we can do something about making sure it doesn't crumble. Let's see. Very good. We have. Oh, and something we didn't mention: the El Dorado backpack.
Oh yeah,
that's really nice.
Yeah.
And that was Mindless Minion. This is a new Mindless Minion, by the way. I just issued this Mindless Minion card this week. So thank you, Mindless Minion. Mindless Minion number 30. They like Melon Floyd. Musica Antiqua, excellent choice. And Melon Floyd again. Melon Floyd's always better when it's warmed up after putting it in the fridge for a while.
They probably forgot they mentioned it in the 2 seconds it took to come up with a third one.
And the comment was, for the gold-plated toilets. Yeah, I heard Trump has some leftover ones. We're going to see if we can buy those for the season.
Somebody stole a gold toilet from some museum or something about a week ago.
Really?
Yeah. So I think I know where they could look for it.
Some people go to those museums and they get Van Goghs, but no. All right. Ah, yes, it's the square root of -2. Oh. We haven't heard from square root of -2 in quite a while. Oh, look at this. This is someone has signed up for the Evergreen.
Oh, excellent.
So this gives me an opportunity to just talk about that.
Yes.
If you'd like to make us feel a little more secure in our money source, you can do this thing where you take money out on a regular basis. I mean, you and I do that with a lot of other, you know, charitable giving that we do. And it's a pretty standard thing. And so you can sign up basically, and we take a little bit out each month. Of your checking or savings or whatever it is account that you specify, and that way we know at the beginning of each month how much revenue is coming in from faithful listeners, and so if you'd like to do that, please indicate to the phone answerer that you'd like to do an Evergreen, and that's a good thing. So I think that's a new monthly donation. I'm going to just put that down here. And this is
very helpful for the station too. I want to because it helps smooth things out.
Yep.
You know, you can
yep.
It helps with budgeting.
Laminar flow. That's what we believe here. Nothing turbulent, just a smooth sailing.
And also it helps the listeners too, because we don't do as many on-air fundraising shows if we have enough of the evergreens coming in. I'm sorry, okay. I'm confused. But you got people coming in here.
Yeah.
It distracted me.
So I just want to mention that Square Root of Negative 2 likes entertainment, soul sessions, and Mel and Floyd.
We love entertainment.
Also got a message from Sophia Karen Stevens, who lives here in Madison. And Sophia likes Esty, Mel and Floyd, and Democracy Now! Also an excellent range of choices. So let's see here. The hesitation you hear is me marking down the donation on the little sheet we have. Everything's very, very
on your abacus.
Very legacy
your
here.
Abacus. Yeah. Did you ever use a slide rule like when you were a kid?
You know, I did not. Yeah. I had friends who did, but I was not a slide rule kind of guy.
I did for a little bit.
Did like, you do know, logarithms? I remember that you could do logarithms on that.
Can't remember. I think so. So I mean, I did a little bit, and because I was like a science geek, and I thought it was really cool that And then they invented calculators, and it's like, oh, screw this.
And then you can spell out boobs.
First thing every boy did in junior high.
It's like, oh my lord.
Hey, we're trying to raise some money here.
256-2001, area code 608.
Or WRTFM.org at the $50 level, the WRT Cross Body Bag. Now, you got one of these, didn't you? Or am I remembering that wrong? Did you get a bag?
Yes, I did get a bag.
Yeah.
So you still have my bag.
You can travel light, but you need your phone, wallet, keys, glasses. It's a nice little bag that it's perfect for that. It's lightweight.
I carry my chihuahua in there, too.
You and Paris Hilton.
Okay, Napoleon.
So that's at the $50 level. At the $100 level, we mentioned this before, but the new WRT long sleeve t-shirt with a really sweet design on it.
Yep.
And at the $180 level, the WRT El Dorado tan backpack to help you look for the lost city of gold, I think is how that works. So it's Jesse M. has an endorsement of the backpack. He says, I use the backpack as my carry-on for a weeks-long trip to Europe that combined business and leisure. It worked like a champ, meeting the carry-on limits and yet carrying enough to make the long flights as comfortable as possible, as well as serving as my sole luggage on overnight excursions.
So, she carried her soul in it.
Says, comfortable on my shoulders, and I love the waterproof pocket. And that's Jesse M. with some words of wisdom.
We have a donation and a comment from Mindless Minion Square Root of Negative 3. Not a number, by the way. WRT is offering a lovely teal crossbody bag as a thank you gift at the $50 level. So apparently we do have some teal out there for those of you who are still living in the 1980s. Let's see. Got a message here. I always enjoy your humor and the way you have managed to work Esty into your Pledge Drive program. Let's be fair. Esty has worked herself into the program.
Say, I think it's the other way around. Yeah,
but we're happy to have her. I'm looking forward to your take on Trump's recent dissing of Zelensky, which I just heard. I don't know about that.
I just saw a headline that they had a little bit of a spat.
Did they have a dust-up?
Yeah.
Well, not surprisingly, because, he's just like Putin's doppelganger, so why would they not fight? Daddy Putin tells him what to do. Oh, my heavens. Someone gave a pretty healthy... This is from, actually, Kathy.
Yeah.
And, Kathy, I'm wowed by your donation.
Yeah, but that's got the comment about Esty and Zelensky. Okay, gotcha.
I gotta fill in that one now.
So the deportation.
Unless that was a big mistake. Yeah. Kathy, look at what you put on there. Just make sure.
It didn't come from you.
Just want to make sure that's exactly what you wanted to donate, because you may be day drinking if that's actually your donation. So just want to give you a second chance. Kathy, look at it and tell us whether that's what you want to do. All right.
So I just want to say that the deportations.
Yeah.
They had a first this week.
You got to bring me down, don't you?
They deported somebody to Ireland.
Oh, really?
They deported one guy to Dublin. He had to go back to Dublin.
Yeah.
And I'm part Irish, and I have a friend who's 100% Irish, and we were thinking, that's not a bad deal.
Do you want to deport me somewhere? Oh, golly.
Itchy runs afoul of an Irishman. Look out, Itchy! He's Irish!
Okay, I can't remember.
That's the only reason I brought this story up.
I can't remember what museum I was at, but they were showing this cartoon from the late 19th century, and it was all of the it was the melting pot. Remember the old thing about the melting
sure,
pot?
Sure.
And so they had the old thing with the melting pot, and all the people are swimming in the melting pot, and there's Germans in there, and there's Poles in there, and everything. And then you get this one skinny, redheaded, jerky-looking guy. And it's basically said something along the lines of the one unassimilable minority or something like that. And it was like,
oh, really?
Was it that bad? But Apparently there were popular cartoons
at
the
goodness.
Time that basically insisted that the Irish would never assimilate. Okay, got a couple of things I want to really quickly thank people for. We have Mindless Minion 333. That's half of 666. Just want to let you know from Oregon. Got a ribbed knit WRT winter hat black. And likes Melon Floyd, Who Cooks For You, and Mosh Pit.
Very nice.
You want to read the other one, Mel?
It is from Steve from Fort Atkinson.
Fort. We love Fort.
We do love Fort. So, and he likes Melon Floyd, A Public Affair Thursday, and Mud Acres. So,
excellent.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, we're trying to raise some money here, but we're a little bit past halfway through. It's you can call 608-256-2001. We've got three people out there answering phones, yeah. Or you can go to WRTFM.org and just click on the donate button, and it's very easy.
Donate.
and donate, damn it.
Don't just click on the button.
All right, we're going to take a brief break, play some announcements, and then also give you a chance to clickety-click over to the donation site. So we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Support for this program comes from WORT's listener sponsors and Isthmus Newspaper. Isthmus is back on newsstands the first Thursday of every month, and now a nonprofit. Isthmus continues to expand its independent coverage of local government, the arts, and all things Madison at isthmus.com.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and the Wine and Hop Shop, located at 1919 Monroe Street, specializing in home brewing and winemaking supplies for over 40 years. Open to in-person shopping or order online for curbside pickup, in Madison delivery and shipping of supplies at wineandhop.com.
Support for this program comes from Edgewood College Theater, presenting Kimberly Bellflower's biting, funny new play, John Proctor is the Villain, directed by Jeannie Leap, February 28th to March 8th at the Diane Bullweg Theater. At a rural high school in Georgia, teens are studying The Crucible while navigating love, sex, and school scandals. Holding a contemporary lens to the American classic, they question, who is really the hero and what is the truth? Discovering their own power in the process. Tickets at edgewood.edu/about/events/theater or search Edgewood College Theater.
Hi, WRT listeners. Nominations for Madison Magazine's Best of Madison competition are now open through the end of February, and WORT qualifies this year in 4 categories. Best Local Podcast, Best Radio Team, Best Local News Site, and the brand new category of Best Volunteer Opportunity. WORT has fantastic local news, so that one's pretty easy, as well as many podcasts and radio teams. Think about your favorite shows, and chances are that at least one of them fits into these categories. WORT also boasts a crew of over 300 volunteers, so we're a shoo-in for Best Volunteer Opportunity. But we need your vote. How do you vote? We've made it simple. Just go to tinyurl.com/best WORT to cast your vote. And you can nominate your favorites every day through the end of the month. So vote early and vote often. The final voting will take place in June. Thank you in advance.
Hey, Hey, we get before we get too far afield, I want to mention that our filmmaker friend Nathan Deming, who did the film February, ice fishing film.
Yeah.
He sent me an email with an update here. It's first of all, they've been on a month-long tour of Wisconsin. They've been showing the film everywhere around Wisconsin, and they're going to be in Madison on this Sunday, March 2nd at 4 o'clock at the UW Cinematheque.
Cinematheque. Yes.
So I never know how to say things. I'm a heathen. So that's at 4 o'clock.
That's why we love you.
There's a Q&A hosted by Wisconsin Film Festival's head programmer and our pal Ben Reiser.
Oh yeah.
And then he mentions that for anybody who's worried about it, we'll be done in time for you to get home and watch the silly Oscars. Mm. So, but I asked him if there were any interesting stories about what's been going on with this month long extravaganza around the state, and he said that the audience reactions have generally been pretty positive. In Tolma, only 4 people RSVP'd at the hometown showing, and I guess it was filmed in Tolma, and then 80 people showed up at a tiny space in the library, so they had to squeeze them in. But he said his favorite interaction was, and he wouldn't tell me what town this was in, but he said during the introduction, he just felt kind of like some bad energy. It just wasn't really, clicking like it usually did. And then during the Q&A, a group of women had nothing but negative comments to make. And he said it's the only time they really got, people complaining. And he realized the bad energy was coming specifically from their row and that they were just staring at him.
Wow.
And in the lobby, they confronted him about the language in the film, saying there was too much swearing.
Mm.
And then the theater owner took him aside and said they were a group of pastors' wives who love to go to movies and in town and dramatically leave in the middle to show their disapproval. And they made a big show of the movie Wicked recently to stomp out of that.
Remember Reverend Lovejoy's wife?
Exactly.
Yep. So, as the wife of a minister, I'm privy to a lot of secret information. And here it is. Hey, we didn't thank Anonymous 57, by the way.
Oh, okay.
From Johnson Creek. I'm sorry about that. I just kind of blurbed. Oops, things are flopping around on here. Just kind of blurbed right over that. Thank you. And let's see if I can find them again. There we go. And Anonymous 57 got an I Miss Nixon bumper sticker.
Excellent.
Likes Mellon Floyd Monikers. And the comment was, it's time I donated something. It's time everybody donated something. So thank you for that. And I got a couple of misfires here. I'm not sure what this is all about. Okay. Well,
people are pledging zero. Which,
yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah. But, it's the thought that counts. No, it's not. It's the money that counts.
We need to get Starlink in here to clean this up for us.
Man, don't even say it. Let's see. We got Lizzie. Oh, Lizzie.
Oh, we love Lizzie.
Let's see. Lizzie got a I Miss Nixon bumper sticker, which is very appropriate. Thank you for that. So let's see. Let's have some happy news. I just want to mention that while many people were focusing on the fact that the AfD, the alternative for Deutschland, did really well in the German election, something that not a lot of people noticed is that the left parties, the hard left parties, also did pretty well. The so-called, their name is Die Linke, which is in German just means the left. They went from 5%. They went up to 9% and have 64 seats now in the Bundestag. And it was one of 5 parties to win multiple seats. So they got in there with the Greens and the Christian Democrats, the Social Democrats, and of course the alternative for Germany. So that was kind of cool. It shows you that people are looking for solutions, and they're not necessarily looking for solutions on the right if you know how to give people an actual choice.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like, what we saw here in this country was a huge tidal wave, was a mandate, even though they keep using that word. I mean, it was, and you look at the House, it's only a 2-seat margin or something. Yeah. So,
The fact that Trump absolutely loves YMCA. I mean, I think that's why he keeps thinking about having a mandate. Obviously, it's in his head somewhere. Hey, just got a pledge from Anonymous from here in Madison. And Anonymous, thank you for your generous pledge. And let's see, Do you have any favorite shows? No particular one. I just really appreciate all of your different speakers and different viewpoints.
Very nice.
So Anonymous appreciates our diversity. Are we allowed to say that anymore? Is that allowed to come out of our mouths?
We can say it.
We can say it. Okay. Yeah, so. Also, I have a... look at this. We have a pledge from the mythical city of Fitchburg.
All right.
This is from John in Fitchburg.
Thank you, John.
He pretends he's living there. John says, Fitchburg believes in Mel and Floyd... But believes Mel and Floyd are real and are happy to support you. Well, we don't believe you are. Let's see. John got a lovely long sleeve T-shirt. He likes Mel and Floyd, Psychoacoustics, An Hour of Slack, and of course Friday on My Mind.
Excellent.
Again, good choices.
Cool.
So. And then we got another one here that just the whole thing is being a little wonky today. I'm not sure why it's being wonky, but if we're confused, you know why more than usual. So we got a pledge from. From Kurt and Astrid from Madison. Got a WRT cross body bag navy, which is good. And likes Mel and Floyd and Who Cooks for You.
Excellent.
Yeah, the web donation site is being very strange.
It's a little wonky today.
It's very odd. But we'll figure it out.
Okay, I have a positive story, and this actually goes out to one of our staff members here, pal Sarah, who produces a public affair. Study finds Dungeons and Dragons boosts mental health. Clinical relevance: researchers at the University of College Cork found that playing Dungeons and Dragons benefits mental health by providing escapism, self-exploration, and social support. Isn't that nice? Mm. Yeah.
I think it's a comparative thing, though, right?
No, it's something where you get together with friends and you're actually with human beings. You're not just, looking at a screen. And, I can see.
I like human beings.
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I like being around human beings.
Yeah, we all do. I mean, I was talking to my kid about this the other day during like COVID.
Yeah.
The extreme measures people would go to be able to go out and get a beer and a hamburger somewhere. I mean, they would sit out in the cold, or they would, be in, wrapped up in tinfoil or whatever, whatever strange contortions you had to go through. Yeah. It was really important for people to get out and be with other humans.
Yeah.
Because we're apparently pretty social creatures.
Yeah, that's what we are. Hey, we got a pledge from Bonnie.
Bonnie.
Bonnie likes Mel and Floyd, early music on Wednesdays, and the news shows, which are excellent choices. Also got a pledge here from Derek. And, Derek has a question, an interesting question. Obviously a longtime listener. Derek got, by the way, an I Miss Nixon bumper sticker. And likes Mel and Floyd, all jazz and all rock. That's a lot of stuff. The question is, can we get a potted meat update? And for those of you, do you remember that we used to have a mascot for this show?
A potted meat museum.
Which is, we started out with the Prairie Belt brand potted meat food product, which contained like horse lips in it and so on.
There's a lot of brain in there.
There are a lot of brain
in it. And a little paprika.
Yeah, exactly. Just a hint of paprika. That, you can only keep that stuff for so long. And then it started branching out, Derek. Just giving some of the other minions a little backstory here. It started branching out. We started getting other things. Like people were sending us, I don't know, rabbit.
Octopus.
Slug. And the thing with meat.
Possum. Some possum.
We got possum. You're absolutely right. Yeah. Pork brains. The problem with meat in a can, Derek, is it starts to get kind of funny. And the cans
it
were.
It gains consciousness.
Yeah, the cans it's were sentient. Bulging. And we had to, get rid of them. I'm sorry. Yeah,
well, we gave them to some place on East Johnson. I forgot where that was now, but they took our potted meat museum for a while. We had a big party there.
In fact, they even made, I knew the guy that made the little thing for all the meat to fit into. It was like a little shelf that he had.
Then they had a ham that they carved to look like Scott Walker, which was nice.
Hey, got a new donor. This is Anonymous from Spring Green. Anonymous says, WPR's loss is WRT's gain. Wow. I can't afford both, and I need real community radio more. You can count me as a first-timer.
Oh, very nice. Thank
you so
much. That
is so kind of you. And Anonymous from Spring Green got a WRT Shed Rain umbrella and enjoys Back to the Country, Democracy Now!, and all the folk programs.
Okay.
That's a lot of good programming.
Here's the Jaguar.
Jaguar!
Here early today.
Yeah.
608-256-2001 or WRTFM.org. That's how you can pledge. We're going to be here for another 16 minutes or so.
Yeah. depending on whether we can wrestle Jaguar to the ground. We'll have to come back. We'll do Esty style. We'll come back and
I'll take that one.
Yeah. No, sorry. Do you want to mention another positive story?
Sure.
In the early days of the food delivery app explosion, DoorDash was the big thing, right? And the practice of, you know, the problem, it basically kept all the money for itself. And so it was in place for more than 2 years, eventually led to an outcry. In 2019, DoorDash halted it, but they're still owed a bunch of money. They still owed a bunch of money to the Dashers.
Oh, really?
And so the Attorney General's Office of the state, great state of New York, announced that DoorDash is going to pay $16.8 million in restitution to the various Dashers. The money is going to be spread out among 63,000 people. And some people are going to receive as much as $14,000, according to Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York.
Excellent.
Now, I have another thing from Mindless Minion 333 here, and I'm wondering whether the system is working properly here. A little worried. All right. Well,
it's got the timestamp on it, so
okay.
It's official.
It's official? Okay. So let's see. We have Mindless Minion 1.3 to infinity from Baraboo. And that lucky person, thank you. That lucky person got an I Miss Nixon bumper sticker. And let's see, what's the next one on the list? It's Mindless Minion number 10. Good Lord. And Mindless Minion number 10 got a T-shirt, Likes Melon Flight, All the Jazz. Oh, did I do that one already? No, that's a different one. Oh, this is very confusing. I'm getting multiples here. No, that's the different person. Okay.
Okay.
All right. This is very strange. And let's see. Then we've also got Mindless Minion 333 again. But it says 144. All right. I guess. Melon Flight.
If you didn't mean to pledge twice, we'll get you.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know. I don't know
what's going
twice.
On here. We do have Dick and Pat from Beyond the Grave are making a pledge. You know, the problem is we said Nixon three times.
You got to be careful with that.
Did I hear my name? let's see. It's they live in Oregon. That's kind of where you're somewhere near where you live.
Yeah, I think it? I know who that is.
Do you?
This guy always makes like Nixon victory symbols at me when he walks by.
Oh,
my
very
house.
Good. Oh, yes. And indeed, the message says giving a little extra for my neighbor, yeah. Mel.
And I always sick the dog on him to get rid of him.
So this is protection money. I think you had a job in the Trump administration.
So. All right, here's a story. It's not really a nice story, but it's not a bad one either. It's an interesting one. Space station's lack of dirt may damage astronauts' long-term health.
Oh, wow.
Scientists have found that the sterile environment could explain rashes and cold sores, and they suggest adding some microbes to the station to cut down on the cleanliness of the...
Considering they probably don't change their underwear very often, I would think that would solve itself. Plus, their toilets are not exactly, like, you know, 100% either. So
yeah.
I'm having a hard time believing it's that sterile.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think that's a planted story to make you think it's not doesn't smell like a, you know, a boys' locker room up there. Hey, got another positive story here. Just want to mention that a group of mostly Quaker religious organizations has succeeded in temporarily preventing federal immigration agents from operating around their places of worship. This is an opinion that was issued Monday this week. A federal judge in Maryland agreed with the religious organizations that the Trump administration's departure from a Biden-era policy of keeping people from attending their services and outreach programs out of fear they could be arrested for civil immigration violations. You know, I was very pleased to see this. I used to attend Quaker meetings, and they're good people. And the idea that they were able to push with this and get some kind of victory, at least temporarily, was very encouraging, very nice. So.
All right, we're here for about 11 minutes, 608-256-2001 or WRTFM.org. We just got a pledge from James.
Okay.
Unless it's a duplicate.
I don't see it yet, so okay. I'm not sure why. Yeah. Okay. Oh, wait.
He wants a Minion card for his 21-year-old son, who is a fan.
His 21-year-old son. All right.
As long as he's over 21. You got to be over 21 to get the Minion card.
And he says he likes Mel and Floyd and entertainment twice.
Yes.
Yeah,
we
sure
all do.
Does.
We love entertainment.
We sure do.
Speaking of entertainment, Frozen Worm comes back to life after 46,000 years. This is a weird story. Researchers determined that a worm, which had been frozen for about 46,000 years, had survived and remained alive. This was in the University of Cologne, and they've been studying how this creature managed to survive for so long. It was in the Siberian permafrost, and it kind of just put its life on hold for about 46,000 years until they thawed it out. And
That was most of the 80s for me.
Yeah, and then it went right back once it got a good look at what's going on.
Yeah, that suspended animation, not such a bad idea. Oh boy!
But I mean, worms are like barely like
well, that's
creatures.
Like the
I mean, they're
tardigrades.
Just, they're
know,
just the like a tube. I mean, yeah.
Hey, we're all a tube on the inside, as I told my proctologist that time.
I thought he told you that.
No. I said no. He started looking towards the door because I was really loopy after I had a what do you call that
colonoscopy?
Colonoscopy. Yeah, I was really loopy, and I was talking to him, and I said, you know. When you have an interesting job, I said, when you're looking up there, it's like looking back in time because
oh my God.
We're all just like worms on the inside.
Oh my God.
I could see his eyes darting towards the door. Like, the thing was, I had one a couple years later, and he remembered me. I said, oh, you're the same. Yeah, he
you're
said,
that weird guy.
I said, I remember you. Hey, by the way, NASA says we're all clear with that asteroid.
I saw that.
Yeah, so, yep. They've been carefully watching 2024 YR4. It's a space rock, which had a heightened chance of hitting the Earth. But they did a recalculation. And they found out it's not gonna hit the Earth. Damn it!
There were a surprising number of people cheering for it.
Yay! It's what the Earth really wants.
The time for purification is near.
Yeah, right.
At the $35 level, you can get the WRT patch, and that's similar to the latest WRT bumper sticker, the same kind of design. At
sure.
the $70 level, the ribbed knit WRT winter hat.
Ribbed for your pleasure.
Only available online. Be nice now.
Oh, okay.
So. And
well, that's pleasant to me to have a ribbed hat.
Yeah, and at the $100 level, the new WRT slick long-sleeved T-shirt. It's not slick. It was designed by someone named Dan Slick. So, and thank you, Dan.
It's not itself slick.
Thank you, Dan, for doing this back in 1980. And thanks to
your heirs and descendants.
Finally,
if
entered
any.
Finally entered the public domain.
Yeah, exactly.
We scooped it up.
Yeah. Little Skeezix wasn't looking, and we just picked that baby right up. We have so many people to thank. I just want to do a quick one before
Let's
we
do that.
Do the we got Dick and Pat. We got Bonnie. We've got Anonymous. We've got Lizzie. We've got Sophia. We've got Square Root of -2. We've got Earl. We've got Phil. We've got Mike, for goodness sakes. And then online, we have James. See if I can. Mindless Minion 333. Mindless Minion number 10, Mindless Minion 1.3 infinity. we've got, another Anonymous. We've got Derek. We've got John. We've got Kurt and Ustreed. We've got another John, or maybe the same John. And we've, we got some duplicates here. I don't know about that one. All right. Did we say, we didn't do that one.
Who's that?
We've got Marjorie. I don't think we did Marjorie.
No, we did not do Marjorie.
Boy, the system is really wonky today. Let's see. Marjorie, I'm sorry. Marjorie's from Lake Whitmore Lake, and she says, I moved to Michigan 1 year ago, but still listen to Mel and Floyd, Soul Sessions, and her Infant Variety. Thanks for a taste of home. That is so sweet.
Very nice. Thank you.
And let's see. We got Steve. You know, how many times has Mindless Minion 333 pledged? Yeah, this is really worrying me.
I think there's a problem with that
one. Yeah, so. I think we got some issues here. Well, you know, I'm sure it's all going to be part of the. This is when.
Now they are from Oregon, so that this is we got to make some some concessions to the people from Oregon.
I'm thinking this is AI starting it.
No cream.
We do have just another one that just came in from Darian. Thank you. I've got a pledge. And Darian is going to get a Mindless Minion, pardon me, I Miss Nixon bumper sticker. Don't get those confused. I have one of those in my office, by the way, and everybody that sees it laughs. And the joke of it, the I Miss Nixon thing, of course, is that you thought Nixon was the worst president you could possibly have had, and we were wrong. We were just flat out wrong.
I've thought that about four times, and I've been wrong every time. So I think you messed it up. They're from Darian, and their name is Chop Nelson.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought Darian was a great name.
Yeah, it is a good name.
But so. Chop's good, too.
Yeah. So,
sorry, Chop.
All right, we're in the final 5 minutes here. Keep the phone answerers busy, because they get ornery if they're not busy out there.
They you have to run them around, take them out for a walk.
They start forming gangs and, sharpening toothbrushes into shivs and stuff. It's just not pretty, so... At the 89.9 level, $89.90, you can get the WRT Shed Rain Umbrella as endorsed by Mr. Smarty Pants there.
You bet.
The $100 level, the WRT Black Camo Backpack. And at the $180 level, the WRT, oh, that's the, no, that's, yeah, that's the backpack. The El Dorado Tan Backpack. So,
right.
And there's plenty more. Look online and you can see what. Yep.
We're
all
also offering
the
Fountain of Youth.
The new WRT gold card for $5 million.
Yeah. I was just reading about this. So under British law back in the day, they could the monarch, I was reading about this, the last person this happened to was some painter in the 19th century. The monarch could actually make you what was called a denizen. You could basically pay a big fee up front. A lot of famous artists and writers did this. So they could live in England.
Yeah.
Like Van Dyck, the guy that did all the paintings of Charles I.
Yeah, Dick Van Dyck.
That guy. Yeah. He was a denizen. And they basically they'd pay a big amount of money up front. And then the king would just say, okay, you get to live in England. So I thought, wow, we're really right back to the Middle Ages.
They're not stopping at 1825.
No, that's we're going to be seeing that in the rearview mirror very shortly.
825.
25, exactly.
So, I love the denizen. I'd love to be a denizen.
Yeah. Comes from the French, yes. Yeah. Oh. Just means within a
We should have
zone.
Mindless Minion denizens.
Yeah.
So. That would be great. So, West Virginia wants to teach the Bible as history. They want to recognize the Bible as an accurate portrayal of the history of the humanity.
Yeah, that'll discourage you. We were just talking about the Tower of Babel before this show began.
I never thought too much about it because it's kind of a minor story. And I don't know, somebody mentioned it online and it got me thinking about it. And it's like, first of all, what a weird thing for God to be so insecure. I mean, these were essentially Stone Age people. Yeah. So, I mean, they can't build anything super high.
Right.
So
I think he's living in the penthouse. What's he worried about?
What is God? Is God just like up in a tree or something?
Yeah, exactly.
But then he gets ticked off and he scatters the tower. And then the ultimate dick move, it's like, I don't want you people talking to each other anymore, so you're all going to speak different languages. Yeah. Now get out of here.
That's why they needed better English teachers back then. Grammar teachers. Hey, we got a thing from Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Lisa, little last-minute donations here. We love it. Also got an I Miss Nixon bumper sticker, like Something Wonderful, Mel and Floyd, and... Mud Acres.
Excellent. So we got about a minute and a half left, and after that we'll have the Insurgent Radio Kiosk, and then Who cooks for you at the Real Jaguar?
They're shoveling money over to the
Yeah, give all those guys money if you have any left over.
Every last single one of them. Yeah.
Because we get all of it.
No, we don't.
Oh, I thought we did.
Oh, by the way, if you haven't had an opportunity yet, you might want to vote for one of some of the categories for WRT and the Best of Madison.
Yeah, today's the last day to vote.
Yeah, so get your button here.
There is a category called Best Radio Team, and so we would urge you to write in our silly names.
Yeah.
So we got another pledge here?
Got a pledge from Harry.
Harry. Is that Harry? Oh, I know Harry.
Mindless Minion asks for card. Okay, I got a, I got a bunch of notes here. someone will tell me what to do with this one. Okay, so this is Likes Mel and Floyd Muddakers and Who Cooks for You?
Very
again,
nice.
This is your Friday lineup, you know? I mean, the people love...
People like Fridays.
The people love the Friday lineup. Yeah. What's not to like?
Yeah, so speaking of Fridays, we should declare something. The weekend! Enjoy your weekend. It's about 57 degrees out there. I mean, it's kind of kite flying weather, but
it is.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
There's lots of people walking around with no coats on. And
yeah, I walked over here from my work. It was lovely.
Yeah, so enjoy that. So, yeah. And it's March tomorrow. So
it's March. March for St. David's Day.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention this is the end of Black History Month, and this actually happened tomorrow. But Howard University was chartered. In 1867 in D.C. on March 1st. So I'm going to get that in. All right, it is 2 o'clock. You are listening to WRT 89.9 FM Madison. And again, stick around. The kiosk is next. After that, Who Cooks for You with the Real Jaguar. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks for listening. Pants, great seeing you. Thanks to everybody who pledged. Bye-bye. With the hot pants on, filthy Mac danced all night long. Get down.
This is the Insurgent Radio Kiosk for Friday, February 28th.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1942. That was the day that Sue Cowan Williams filed a lawsuit for equal pay for black teachers in Little Rock, Arkansas. 86 black teachers worked in the city's segregated school system. They were all members of the Little Rock